My sweet and most wonderful lovies, you make me so happy, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here again for me, except for Big Fatty. Thank you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 174 of the BFO for Friday, the 3rd of October, 2008, and y'all, based on the opening clip of today's show, I think it's about time that Auntie Vera got a tongue lashing or a new asshole ripped or something. Oh, Lord. Yeah, you old shut-in. Just go ahead and sit up in the bed, because the whole thing today is all about you. You're as bad as Archer. By the way, happy birthday, Archer. Y'all, it's his birthday month, if you hadn't heard. And he's already, you may have noticed, he is pissed because he didn't do a show for the 1st or the 2nd of October. So, evidently, not enough people are out there kissing his ass, okay? And speaking of asses, someone has a real big fat one, and they live out in Laguna Hills or someplace like that out in the Los Angeles area. And y'all, I have had it. I have had it with that old shut-in out there in Los Angeles. She is just mean to me. Mean to me. She blames me for everything. In fact, on today's show, on the Wednesday show, I just want y'all to listen to this whole thing. The poor thing can't fucking talk. And so she's blaming the fact that she can't get steady work on Big Fatty. Just listen to this.
There is apparently, I've never seen them out in Los Angeles or California. They may exist. I do not know. But apparently there's a chicken restaurant called Chick-fil-A. 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 As I've said, I've never seen them, but I hear Big Fatty talk about them all the time. But he doesn't call them Chick-fil-A. He calls them Chick-a-fil. 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 He's going to go to the Chick-a-fil and get his deep-fried lesbian fingers or whatever the fuck he eats. So this is the truth, lovies, okay? This is the truth that I'm going to tell you. So I got yesterday an audition for Chick-fil-A. And I looked at it and I chuckled. Because So I sit down and I get all ready and I set up the microphone. I get my levels just right and I read the script a couple of times so I'm used to it. And I start rolling and the first thing I say is Chick-a-fil. So be sure to come to Chick-a-fil. Oh, shit. And I could not, for the life of me, lovies, stop saying Chick-a-fil. I had to do it about 48 times. And about the 49th, I finally said Chick-fil-A and got it MP3'd and out, but I'm telling you, that is a cootie germ infection from Big Fatty.
Now, y'all, just because Big Fatty loves a Chick-a-fil does not mean that Auntie Vera has to talk like that. I had nothing to do with her retardation. And, he's blaming it on me, okay? Now, you think the blame stops there? No, 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 ma'am. Oh, no. Just listen to what else he had to say.
You notice that I always say his site. When he mentions me on his show, he never says VeraSpeaks.com. And how difficult is it to say VeraSpeaks.com? But he never says it. But I always say BigFattyOnline.com because I feel somewhat obligated to do that when I'm talking about someone. Apparently other people don't.
Y'all, let me just tell you right now, if there's any of you that are listening to this that doesn't know how to get to Auntie Vera's podcast, first of all, you don't have to go to that fucking website of his, okay? Which is, by the way, I'm an old fat shut-in.com. But anyway, I kind of give you more credit than me having to tell you every fucking time I mentioned something about the old shut-in that, you know, I think he only says BigFattyOnline.com because he continues to go to BigFatty.com, and it's more of a reminder thing for himself because, you know, he is substantially older than Big Fatty. And, y'all, I might want to just mention one thing. If you will look at the artwork from yesterday, there was a picture of the Last Supper, and Big Fatty is in that picture, and several people have said, now, Big Fatty, we know you're old, and we don't have any problem believing that you were in the picture at the Last Supper, but where was Auntie Vera? Because you're always saying Auntie Vera is so much more elderly than you are. Well, the fact is, Auntie Vera had to go to bed earlier, and so he missed the supper. He just came for the cocktails. And speaking of cocktails, listen to the other nice little thing that the old shut-in had to say about me.
One of the podcasts that I listen to with great regularity and with great excitement every day, except when he gets drunk and doesn't do them. It's so sad, people that don't realize they have a problem. Is Big Fatty of BigFattyOnline.com. And he is a funny fellow. Funny peculiar, not funny. Ha-ha.
Now, y'all, I have never come out and publicly said that I thought Auntie Vera was funny, peculiar, not funny, haha. Doesn't mean I hadn't thought it, but, you know, I have enough, maybe I have enough gin in me to just, you know, hold my tongue. Anyway, I tell you. Well, y'all, if you don't listen to Auntie Vera, like I say, go over to Old Shut In. .com, and you can listen to his tirades about how horrifying and how horrible Big Fatty is. Or you could just listen here, because, you know, I'm gonna pull the jabs. They're just jabs. It's just jabs. It's like a boxer. He's gonna give me a jab, 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 jab. You know, just punches me in the stomach. And y'all, he better watch it because, you know, it'll bounce right off of that. Okay. Y'all, I think I need some gin. And while I go get some gin, let's have some memory lane music. Now, y'all, to show that I have no grudges against that old shut-in out there on the West Coast, because she can't help it. She's just elderly. She's gone. She's lost it, okay? Archer, if you need to see what you're turning into, listen to Auntie Vera. Anyway, y'all, I am going to play Memory Lane music in honor of Auntie Vera and Gooch today. Well, y'all, did you recognize that? Well, that was an early version of the special song for Auntie Vera, Charles, and Gooch, and I'll play the more familiar one that everyone will recognize, and I want you to sing along with it when it comes on. But I'll play that for you right after this message.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter. Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
The Flintstones has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston!
taste good like a cigarette should.
Y'all, that was the theme from The Flintstones, which is an animated American television sitcom that ran from 1960 to 1966 on ABC. It was produced by Hanna-Barbera Productions, and The Flintstones is about a working-class Stone Age man's life with his family and his next-door neighbor and best friend. The first primetime animated series geared for adults, the show originally aired from 1960 to 1966 on ABC. It was also ABC's first series to be televised in color. Now, while the show was originally co-produced and syndicated by Screen Gems, Warner Brothers Television later acquired the rights through parent Time Warner's purchase of Turner Broadcasting System and its properties, including Hanna-Barbera. So, anyway, that is a little bit about the Flintstones. And now, why is that part of Auntie Vera and Gooch? Well, every day at Quentin Time, Auntie Vera plays the opening of the more familiar, I'm assuming it's the more familiar Flintstones theme rather than the old original one from back in 1960. And y'all, if you go over onto the Googles and type in Flintstone and Winston or Flintstone and cigarettes, you can watch a couple of different commercials. Back when the Flintstones were in black and white, of the Flintstones, Barney and Fred, sitting there. Hey, I'm gonna have a Winston here, there, Barney, and Wilma would smoke along with Fred and everything like that. That was back when the cigarette companies, you know, tried to get little kids to smoke, I guess, and it didn't really work for Big Fatty. So I don't know if it worked for. The shut-in or not. Now, y'all, I have given too much. If I do any more time on Auntie Vera today, and y'all, you know I love her. You know I love her. Because, you know, she wouldn't get 14 minutes out of a BFO if I didn't love her. And she really is the West Coast version of Big Fatty, except she's much more talented than Big Fatty. And if you don't listen to Auntie Vera, shame on you. And no, I'm not going to say her fucking website every time, because Big Fatty don't play it that way. You can go over to the BFO and click over there on Auntie Vera. That's the way you do it. That's how the homeboys do it here in the South Kakalaki. Because, you know, Big Fatty is one of the homeboys. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't know. I don't know what that ooh, ooh, ooh was. Okay, now y'all, speaking of a Stone Age family, I will be watching the vice presidential debates tonight, because I think it, you think Big Fatty drives the train off the tracks, y'all, and I, you know how I love the politics, I love to talk about the politics, y'all, that crazy woman She's cray-cray. She's cray-cray, y'all. And I don't care who you vote for. You know, that's your own business. But your ass better get out there and vote. And I think that Saturday is the last day. In fact, I know it's the last day you can register to vote in South Kakalaki. And it may be that way in other states also. So if you have to register to vote a month before the election, tomorrow's probably your last, or, you know, the third. Today, when you're hearing this, me, is probably your last chance to get registered. So, and like I say, I don't care who you vote for. You can cancel me out. I don't care. But get your ass out there. Get off your fat ass. As Auntie Vera said, get off your fat ass and get out there and vote. And trust me, if anyone knows about a fat ass, it's Auntie Vera. Now, y'all, on yesterday's show, you know, I was talking about the Last Supper, and I asked you to tell me what you would have at your Last Supper. And Pafretti has called me and left me a voice letter about that. And I'm going to play that next week once I get some more. But I did get an e-letter, and let me see if I can find it here. I think I've thrown it away. it was from Sky. That was who it was from. And Sky said that for his last meal, at his last supper, he would have mac and cheese and meatloaf, because that's his favorite meal of all time. And thanks, Big Fatty, keep up the great work, Sky. Okay, well, there's no punctuation there, but I think I understand what he meant. And John from Ely, I believe he wanted to have some sort of tongue or something like that. Maybe, oh no, that's right, he was giving me a lashing with the tongue as opposed to a verbal spanking. I thank God, because I can't imagine anyone, unless it was some hot guy giving you the tongue as your last supper. But like a tongue sandwich. Ugh, y'all, have you ever seen like a cow's tongue or something in a deli or something? It is vile. Oh, my God. Oh, I wonder if I can find a Google image. What would happen if I Googled cow tongue, cow? I'm just going to do that right now because, you know, it's a Friday show. And by the way, I haven't had enough fuck-ups to do the Friday fuck-ups yet, because the podcasters aren't cooperating with that. See full-size image. Oh, my God! Okay, that is the artwork for today's show. It is a cow tongue, y'all. And I hope you enjoy seeing that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. If you thought the picture of Big Fatty putting his head on the Last Supper was bad, wait till you see the cow tongue picture, because it's worse. Y'all, is this the right microphone? Oh. Is that the right microphone? I can't tell if... Yeah, I guess that is the right microphone. Hell of a time to be checking it now, right? Okay. Well, y'all, I hope you have a grand weekend. I haven't mentioned this, but Big Fatty is heading over to the Horror Hotel for the weekend, because, y'all, quite frankly, I need to let my hair down, and I don't have any hair, so I can't let it down, so maybe something will have to go up. I don't know. Oh, Lord, I heard vomiting. Y'all have a grand weekend, and for the love of God, go listen to Auntie Vera, because I can only hope that one day I could be half as talented as his we won't talk about that thing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.